Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Pockets of precip moving through. The farther north you go, the more likely you are going to stay below freezing, which means it'll be slicker up there, but still don't want to rule it out for the metro since we are teetering with 32. Still some fog, a little bit of freezing drizzle out there, but it's lighter precipitation than what we saw earlier today. By tomorrow morning, we'll be at 31 degrees, so a slick spot or two on untreated surfaces is still a possibility. The afternoon high, though, should melt all that away. 43 with a partly to mostly cloudy sky. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 32 right now at KCI, 34 downtown, 32 at your official weather station.
Cash is your artist of the day. I think what we've learned today is that if Robert Mueller calls your phone, don't answer it.
Every time he calls,
because you're going to
indictment. I find it very, very easy to be true.
So what's going on? Manafort and Gates are now facing 32 more charges?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got a story for you guys.
Remember, it's a hoax. It's a witch hunt.
Go story ahead, for you guys. Out.
Thank you.
New poll. Mm-hmm. You know the phrase, money can't buy you happiness?
Let me try, but go ahead.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Actually, it can, apparently. If you make $95,000 a year, that is the income at which individuals experience peak satisfaction with their lives.
Now, wait a minute. It used to be 70. I've read this study, and now we've bumped it up to 95.
Now, if you're just going for emotional well-being.
That's a lot, Obama.
Between 65 and 75,000 a year.
Emotional well-being, 65 to 70, and 95 is?
Peak happiness.
Peak happiness.
Yeah. So any more than that, and it's just like gravy.
96,000, you're miserable. 95, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you're saying is we'll never be happy.
Exactly.
Okay.
They gathered stats from 1.7 million people across 164 countries for this.
Interesting. So. And the most happy people were at 95.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I still love when Daniel Tosh said, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy a Sea-Doo. You ever seen anybody cry on a Sea-Doo?
That's true.
No.
That's true.
No.
That's true.
The great David Lee Roth once said, money doesn't buy happiness, but it can rent a lot of good times.
Do you
and
know,
that's the truth.
Speaking of Sea-Doo, you know, we're getting ready to go on this senior trip with, it turns out at the resort where we are staying, there are five different local high schools, at least five different local high schools that will be there the same time we're there. So it's just going to be a mass amount of 17 and 18 year old kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a little meeting two nights ago with the woman who's kind of in charge, loosely in charge. She's, you know, kind of helping everybody along.
Now, for the record, you're taking your oldest son.
That's it. Just me and my oldest son.
To Cancun, Mexico.
Correct. And she laid out some rules. She said, this is how this is going to work. This is how that works. About half of the kids are 17. Half of the kids are 18.
Drinking age in Mexico is 18.
Yeah, drinking age in Mexico is 18. So that's going to be interesting. One of the
is
things.
Is Jack 18 or 17?
He missed it by 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You going to let him drink?
Well, you know what they said? If you get caught, that's one of the things she talked about. You get a bracelet right when right when you get there.
Yeah.
And they check passports. If you lose a bracelet, it's $250 to replace it.
Right.
And you, we might have some breaking news. And you will be grilled about where it went and why it went. Now, that's one train of thought. Stand by. I'm sorry. A St. Louis grand jury has just indicted Missouri Governor Eric Greitens on a felony invasion of privacy charge.
Oh.
That is coming from the Fox affiliate in St. Louis. Go to Twitter if you would, Scott.
I'm on Twitter.
KMIZ, Governor Greitens has been indicted on felony charges for invasion of privacy. Read the indictment below. Today, a City of St. Louis grand jury indicted Missouri Governor Eric Greitens on a felony invasion of privacy charge for an incident that took place on March 21st, 2015 in the City of St. Louis. Under Missouri law, the grand jury has found probable cause to believe that Governor Greitens violated Missouri state statute, blah, blah, blah.
He was just arrested by the sheriff in St. Louis.
Wow.
He was led away in handcuffs.
The statute has a provision for both a felony and misdemeanor. The law makes it a felony if a person transmits an image contained in the photograph or film in a manner that allows access to that image via a computer. Let me read that again.
Basically, he's been indicted for revenge porn.
The statute has a provision for both a felony and a misdemeanor. The law makes it a felony if a person transmits an image contained in a photograph in a manner that allows access to that image via a computer. So the photo was supposedly in his phone, mm-hmm. Scott. If I'm reading this correctly, he saved it in a manner that would allow others to access it via a computer.
Here's a story from the Star that just cleared. Governor Eric Greitens was indicted this afternoon by a St. Louis grand jury on felony invasion of privacy. That's what you just said. The charges stem from a 2015 affair and allegations that he threatened to release a nude photograph of the woman taken while she was blindfolded and her hands were bound if she ever spoke publicly about the affair. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner launched a criminal investigation of the allegations last month. Quoting here from Kim Gardner, as I have stated before, it is essential for residents of the city of St. Louis and our state to have confidence in their leaders. They must know that the office of the circuit attorney will hold public officials accountable in the same manner as any other resident of our city. Both parties and the people of St. Louis deserve a thorough investigation of these allegations. Greitens could not be immediately reached for comment because he was in handcuffs. The allegations against Greitens surfaced shortly after he delivered his annual State of the State address last month. And then they go into the background of the story. The governor of the state of Missouri has just been arrested and indicted.
And this is a felony.
I believe that it is. Now, it says there's a provision for it to be a misdemeanor.
I'm looking at the indictment right here, and this says committed the Class D felony of invasion of privacy.
They went with the felony.
Let me say that again. The governor of the state of Missouri has just been arrested and indicted.
Who leads the state when he's being processed in jail?
The lieutenant governor? I don't even know who that is. It used to be Peter Kinder. Don't call him Pete. His name is Peter. Who is the lieutenant governor? I don't even know.
Mike Parsons?
Mike Parsons. That's right. Mike Parsons. The governor of the state of Missouri has just been arrested.
I'm sorry. No S. Parson.
Parson. Mike Parson. Well, that was a quick change.
So, well, I got a text and I was like, what?
Well, I could see that you were distracted. You were talking about going to Cancun and you kept looking over at your phone. And I'm like, come on, focus, man. But I knew if she's not focusing on this story, there's something coming in on that phone.
Yeah.
And then she goes, we've got breaking news. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm going to be honest. The reason I was pausing is it came into my phone inducted. And I thought, inducted into the Hall of Fame? To where was he inducted?
Yeah.
And then Pornhub. Indicted. And I went, what? He's sort of been inducted fraternity of...
Pervs.
Prison.
You know what's amazing? Eric Greitens is a Navy SEAL. Decorated combat veteran. He was an up-and-comer in Republican Party politics. There was even talk
Oh, there was talk about a presidential run.
Of someday Eric Greitens running for president of the United States. That clearly is off the table. Because Eric Greitens, the governor of Missouri, has just been arrested, led away in handcuffs by the sheriff in St. Louis, and has been indicted. Because he took pictures, allegedly, of a woman bound and blindfolded that he was having an affair with. And by the way, the husband of this woman, who is the one who spilled the beans on this whole story.
Oh, from the night he was inaugurated.
That's right. That husband, who is a husband scorned, has to be smiling all day long. Because that husband of this mistress is an angry, and understandably, angry, angry man.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
If you are subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury, you do not have the right to say, yeah, I don't feel like doing that, right? Correct?
Otherwise, contempt of court. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and here's why I mentioned this, Scott.
If they subpoena you, yes.
We all know a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich. We know that. I've struggled with how you prove he took that photo. This felony suggests to me, through the iCloud system or what have you, that they know at least the photo was taken. Because this says, took a photo, and it was on a computer system where someone could access it. So that, if you read between the lines, that says to me that, yes, a photo was taken. And based on these charges, yes, we believe he threatened her with exposing this photo. Did they have to have her in court in front of a grand jury to go forward with these charges? Because from day one, she has said, and I certainly understand this, she does not want to speak publicly about this at all. And I get it.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Well, I mean, this is why grand juries work in secret, but wouldn't you love to know? Like, what did they have?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just the photo? Was it him? Was it her? I mean, I don't know. Because he could just as easily say, Kara, yes, we took consensual photos, but no, I did not blackmail her with it. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How do you prove that sentence was spoken when he said to her, if you ever talk about this, I have this photo, don't forget.
All right. 576-7798, if you want to weigh in. 576-7798. Breaking news at this hour. The governor of the state of Missouri, within the hour, has been arrested and he has been indicted with felony invasion of privacy. 576-7798.
Hey folks, spring will be here before you know it. It is time to start thinking about your deck, your driveway, your garage floor. Seal Once KC is here to permanently protect and beautify those areas. Their experienced team will clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with their clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. Can you imagine the cost of replacing your deck, your driveway, your patio? Seal Once KC eliminates those worries. Seal Once KC offers a 25-year warranty against deterioration. And how about those cracked and stained garage or basement floors? Seal Once has you covered with their permanent polymer decorative coating. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, comes in a variety of awesome colors, and will bring that wow factor to your home. Give them a call today, 816-942-3927. For your free estimate, mention Dana told you to call. You'll still receive a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com, 816-942-3927.
Coldplay here on Dana Parks. When it rains, it pours. Two breaking news stories that have come in the last 20 minutes.
I was so happy to talk about Mexico.
The special counsel, Robert Mueller, this is not the one we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the second one here in a second. But the special counsel, Robert Mueller, has filed 32 more charges today against Paul Manafort and Rick Gates. He is clearly ratcheting it up. The real breaking news closer to home, the governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens, has been led away by St. Louis sheriffs and has been indicted on felony invasion of privacy charges this afternoon. An up-and-comer in Republican politics, an up-and-comer in Missouri politics, Eric Greitens, has been arrested and indicted this afternoon.
His career's over. I have the case in front of me. It is the state of Missouri plaintiff versus Eric Greitens.
Defendant.
Charge is listed as follows. Count one, invasion of privacy, first degree, which, as Kara mentioned, is a Class D felony. And then it lists the address where it happened, which I will not share. Witnesses are listed, as they generally are in these cases, by abbreviation only, initials only.
Right.
There are three witnesses listed, none of whom have the last name beginning with a G. So the three witnesses in these case, in this case, it's going to be the husband scorned, his wife, because these are both listed as the letter S, and then a third witness who doesn't appear to be related. And I'll read the indictment. The grand jurors of the city of St. Louis of state of Missouri charge that under count one, the defendant in violation of section 565.252 committed the Class D felony of invasion of privacy in the first degree, punishable upon conviction under the following sections. We believe in that.
Could he
on,
go to prison? He could go to prison for this.
Let's look it up.
Okay.
In that on or about March 21st in the city of St. Louis, the defendant knowingly photographed K.S.
Okay, that's the mistress.
In a state of full or partial nudity without the knowledge and consent of K.S. and in a place where a person would have a reasonable expectation of privacy. And the defendant, and this is the important part, subsequently transmitted the image contained in that photograph in a manner that allowed access to that image via a computer. So they are saying that image was transferred, transmitted.
Or potentially could have been transferred.
No, it says transmitted.
Okay, all right.
In the photograph in a manner that allowed access to it via computer. So here's what happened. He took the photo
allegedly.
On his cell phone, allegedly. Took the photo of her nude on his cell phone, allegedly, and then either uploaded that photo or, I don't know, plugged in his iPhone to charge it, Scott. Mm-hmm. And that photo was then transmitted.
Mm-hmm.
It does not say may have transmitted. It says was transmitted.
Allegedly.
Onto a different computer. And, you know, this could have been something they found, Scott, in the cloud. You know, you take a picture 6 months ago and you think you've deleted it. Who knows how that cloud works? That's why I'm saying don't take these photos.
Class D felony in Missouri, punishable up to 7 years in prison.
Now, will $10,000 fine. Scott, will he see seven years?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. You know, we had someone this week who was one of Donald Trump's main campaign fundraiser guys, sentenced to 20 years, Kara, for soliciting minors. That happened, the day before yesterday, I believe. He was given 20 years, but will only have to serve 3. And that is for the conviction of soliciting underage people for sexual activity. And the reason I bring that up is if you think he's going to serve 7 in Missouri.
No, I don't.
For taking a nude photo, it's not going to happen. I mean, 6 months, maybe a year, if that, Scott.
I would be surprised if there was any prison time.
I would.
576-7798. I need not tell you what the breaking news is because she's about to do it. Here is Kara Marks in the newsroom.
Governor Eric Greitens has been indicted by a St. Louis grand jury. More next.
Hey, call now. CM Mosenson. If you're worried about the ice storm coming, you're thinking about thunderstorms coming in the spring, call CM Mosenson. And they will get you a top-of-the-line Generac home standby generator. And here's why that's important. If you have a home business office, if you have a family member certainly with serious medical needs in the home, you know that power is a lifeline in your house. You got a generator, all your friends might be sitting in the dark, but you will not be if you call CM Mose and Son. And check them out at the Greater KC Home Show coming up March 23rd to 25th. They'll be there. They've hit all of the home shows this year. Find my guys at CM Mose and Son. 816-781-4707. 816-781-4707. They'll come out, do the free estimate, measure, tell you exactly the size you need, or check them out online, cmmoseandson.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
4:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. A St. Louis grand jury has indicted Missouri Governor Eric Greitens on a felony invasion of privacy charge related to his affair with his hairdresser in 2015. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner launched the investigation into Greitens in January when the affair came to light. The woman's ex-husband came forward with recordings to a TV station in St. Louis, saying Greitens took an intimate picture of her and then threatened to share it if she spoke about it. The governor has denied the accusations. Calls to the governor's spokesman went straight to voicemail this afternoon. More charges in the Russia investigation. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us they involve former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort and aide Rick Gates.
For almost a decade before they joined the Trump campaign, Paul Manafort and Rick Gates worked for the government of Ukraine. In that time, the special counsel said they generated tens of millions of dollars in income they schemed to hide from U.S. authorities. Manafort, the superseding indictment said, used offshore accounts to buy real estate and then, with the assistance of Gates, used it to secure $20 million in loans. There were tens of millions in offshore accounts, and the special counsel charged them with failing to properly account for all the money, $75 million in total. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Traffic and weather together next.
I just chatted with the good folks at Volkswagen at Lee's Summit today, and we are going to meet next week and swap out my car. I have driven the Atlas. I've driven the Tiguan. I love them both. I honestly said this. It's a coin toss, which one I like better. It's kind of depending on you and how many people you're needing to haul around. But if you're a parent, that Atlas that I'm in now, I am telling you, it's seat seven, and it is such a comfortable ride. It feels more like a mini SUV, but it's seats seven, and you're going to love that Apple Play system in that car that really lets you set your phone down and let the car do the rest of the work. Not just with the Atlas right now. They've got a great bunch of deals going on. For anyone listening right now, you can lease a brand new 2018 Jetta S for $139 a month right now. You can lease the car I'm driving, that Atlas, for $279 a month. And in either case, if you buy it, they will knock off $4,000 MSRP. They are still looking, by the way, to buy your old car. Go in and ask them about that deal they've got going on right now. And remember, that's what's so great about Volkswagen Lease Summit. You want to lease, they'll get you the lowest lease imaginable. You want to buy, you'll get a huge discount. They are so easy to work with and so friendly. No credit, no problem. Remember, they have financing and payment solutions for everyone. Go to VWLeaseSummit.com, VWLeaseSummit.com. Volkswagen Lease Summit, you tell them you want to see Dana's car.
Mostly cloudy skies continuing across the area. Periods of light pockets of freezing drizzle and fog. Our morning temperature will drop below freezing, and some of us are there right now, and that's why I want to caution you that you could run into an unexpected slick spot or two. It does not look too widespread, at least for the evening hours, which is good news. Coming off that morning temperature of 31, our afternoon high, 43 degrees. Partly cloudy skies, hopefully trying to pop out by the later half of the day. Saturday, though, another chance of some rain showers moving through. High temperature gets up to 50 degrees then. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
32 right now at KCI. It's 33 in Mission. Repeating our breaking news, Governor Eric Greitens has been indicted this afternoon on a felony invasion of privacy charge out of St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. I'm Kara Markser. Stay connected with News 98.1 KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
Selling these concrete seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard. Said I like the way, said I like the way. Share your ship now, let me be your cargo.
Once touted as a possible presidential candidate someday down the road. Wasn't going to be this year, wasn't going to be next. Wasn't going to be 2020, but they were saying 2024, 2028. Eric Greitens would be a good candidate for president. He's an up-and-comer. Navy SEAL, good-looking, well-spoken. But he took that one photograph, allegedly. And Eric Greitens, the governor of Missouri, has been arrested and indicted this afternoon, accused of what is really allegedly revenge porn. Don't you ever tell anybody about the affair that we're having, or I'll release his photograph, allegedly. The photograph, allegedly, shows a woman bound and blindfolded. And a once promising Republican politician finds himself today being fingerprinted and photographed. Anne in Blue Springs.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. I listen to you guys all the time, and I was listening to you when you broke the news about Eric Brayton. I think, you know, I'm really disappointed in him, but I knew this was going to happen. He, like a lot of the other government officials, think that they're untouchable and that they can commit adultery and no one's going to tell about it. And yes, people are going to tell about it. He is not a good person because he has no morals or values. And what does this show our kids? We're having enough problems with our kids as it is today, and they need to have a good, upstanding role model to follow, and the governor needs to be just that. So I don't feel sorry for him. You know, my grandma used to say, when you play with fire, you get burned.
Okay.
That's a good call. Remember, everybody, this indictment has nothing to do with what was reported to be a consensual affair. This indictment is because of the alleged photo and the comment allegedly made that if you ever say anything, I've got this against you. And so I understand what she's saying. You know, we kind of had this conversation after it came out that all of this was going on. And you said, Scott, is this enough for him to lose that office? And most people thought no, that just the affair was not enough to lose the office. But now that he's indicted and charged with a felony, there's no way. He's done. There's no way.
I'm surprised he hasn't resigned already.
That's my question. When does he resign?
Tonight. He has to.
And it'll say this has become a distraction from the great progress we've made in the state of Missouri. I could write this speech in my sleep.
Sure. 576-7798. Tom in Warrensburg. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. I've got a comment on your comments about Eric Reitens over the past several minutes. Number one, I want to remind you that a person is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Correct.
You folks sound like you're convicting him and sending him to prison and sending him off the political trail and whatnot. Second point, this whole affair in St. Louis is obviously perpetrated by his Democratic enemies in St. Louis and in other parts of the state. They're trying to get him out of office any way they can, just like they're trying to go after President Trump. It is pure, dirty politics at work.
Tom, you do recognize he's admitted to the affair, though. You do at least recognize that. He's admitted
yes,
to
I
that.
I do.
Okay.
I do admit to that. That is true. And that was wrong of him to do.
Okay.
But Eric Reitens is still a good man, and I still will vote for him as our governor, and I want to see him stay in office. I do not want to see him resign.
Why?
Because he is innocent until proven guilty, Scott. Period.
Well, don't talk down to me, Tom.
I am not talking down to you. I'm just reminding you.
Well, it's your tone.
Well, if you think the tone is annoyed, you're right. I'm annoyed.
Let me just ask you this, Tom. Let me just ask you this. So for a politician who is now charged with a felony, would you say that everyone should remain in office until the charges are brought before a jury and a verdict is rendered? Is that what you're saying, that we need to wait until a jury of his peers agree that a politician is guilty before anyone should be forced out of office?
Yes.
And you would have to agree then, Tom, you're talking about Democrats and Republicans then?
Yes.
What about Anthony Weiner before he was convicted?
What about him?
Well, everybody had him dead to rights.
True.
I think, Tom, we want to say, and I understand what you're saying, we want to say that we should let the system play out until there is a guilty verdict. I don't know in practice if that is something that we should expect as taxpaying citizens. I get it. I get what you're saying. He's not.
He has not been convicted.
He's not guilty yet.
Nope.
But I can point to other cases. Look at Marion Barry at the time, who was seen on tape paying hookers and snorting crack cocaine. Would you say that Marion Barry should have remained in office? I would say no.
He was smoking it. You don't snort crack
Pardon
cocaine.
Pardon me. He was smoking crack cocaine. I think if we Off really looked, I think, Tom, if we really looked at other politicians who have been charged with serious crimes, I don't know that even you would agree, Tom, in every case that we wait until the guilty verdict Mm-mm. is rendered before they resign office. I find that real hard to believe.
Well, our system of justice calls for that. And I would not compare Eric Greitens to Mayor Barry or some of the other folks you mentioned, like Anthony Weiner. Eric Greitens is an upstanding young man.
But a felony's a felony, Tom. A felony's a felony. You would agree.
But not until proved in court.
Okay.
Did you feel the same way about other politicians like Bill Clinton?
Yes.
You did?
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you're applying that evenly, I understand your argument. I don't agree with it, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay,
well, you don't have to agree, but I think you would be well advised to support the governor until the trial is over.
Well, let me ask you this. If he is found guilty, and Tom, you're right in this regard, he has not been convicted of anything. He's been indicted today, and the governor has been arrested. That is certainly not a guilty plea nor a verdict. If he is found guilty of taking this photograph of this naked woman bound and blindfolded and threatening her, if you say a word about this affair, I'm going to release this photograph, which is not very smart, but whatever. Would you still argue then that he is an upstanding citizen, using your words?
Yes, an upstanding citizen who made a mistake.
Okay.
Big time.
He's an upstanding citizen, somebody who took revenge porn and threatened to use it against her.
Who made a mistake.
Who made a serious mistake, yes.
Okay.
Would you feel the same way if he was a Democrat?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Tom, I love you, and I don't believe a word that just came out of your mouth.
Now, Tom is right in that the system under which we operate dictates you are innocent until proven guilty. He's right about that. I take exception to kind of what he tried to morph that argument into, and that is you have the right to remain in your job until you are convicted. That's not true at all, Scott. No. People lose their jobs in this country every day,
Tom,
on allegations before convictions.
Tom wants Eric Greitens to remain in office because Tom voted for Eric Greitens. He
sure.
likes Eric Greitens,
sure.
and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. If I had lived in Missouri last year when the election occurred, I would have voted for Eric Greitens.
Sure.
His resume was impeccable.
Phenomenal.
I would have clearly voted for Eric Greitens if I was a Missouri resident last year. I now think that Eric Greitens needs to resign. Even if these allegations are proven to be false.
How do you lose a state? How do you lead a state with this type of criminal allegation over your head? You can't.
And that's exactly why he needs to resign. You can't lead the state with this hanging over your head. You simply cannot.
Yeah, I agree.
576-7798.
Dana Wright here for Dr. Tague in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. I am down more than 20 pounds, heading out to Mexico here in a few weeks. Wanted to drop 20, dropped 20. Now I'm thinking I want to lose 10 more. I have a girlfriend down more than 30 pounds, down 31 inches. I mean, it is a dramatic transformation when you're talking about 31 inches of weight loss since she went in for that free consultation with Dr. Tague. Medically managed weight loss with Dr. Tague. Give it a try if you're tired of banging your head against a wall. Medically managed weight loss with Dr. Tague. Give him a call. You're going to love their staff. 913-814-8222 is the number. 913-814-8222 or TagueNutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
Just joining us. It is a breaking news day. The special counsel has released 32 more indictments against Paul Manafort and Rick Gates this afternoon, putting the Rick Gates talk of a plea deal certainly on the back burner. That's not going to happen now. And speaking of indictments, a little closer to home, the governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens, and this story just cleared on MSNBC. It's been picked up nationally. The governor of Missouri, as we broke this news at 4:10 this afternoon, the governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens, has been indicted this afternoon on felony charges of invasion of privacy. Kara Marks are joining us.
We just got a statement from the governor's private attorney. In 40 years of public and private practice, I have never seen anything like this. The charges against my client are baseless and unfounded. My client is absolutely innocent. We will be filing a motion to dismiss. That's from Edward Dowd Jr.
Okay.
He ain't resigning.
He is not resigning.
Okay. The governor of Missouri was arrested today and indicted on felony charges of invasion of privacy. His attorney says these charges are baseless.
It's on MSNBC right now. This is crazy.
Hello, Chad.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for letting me be on the show.
Sure.
Of course, anytime.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny all this is coming up because I can remember back in, when Clinton was in office as president with the Monica Lewinsky. And, you know, and they basically said, oh, that was private. That was in their bedroom. It's nobody's business.
I agree.
But and now the table's turned. And so all these Republicans are getting blamed for this. And now guess what? Now all this is coming out now. And they made Ken Starr look like a bad person. And he was doing his job all because he is actually guilty. Yet, now, where does this come up where it was okay then, but that's not okay now?
Well, first of all, it wasn't. I can't stand that people make me defend Bill Clinton, and I'm not. I'm defending the process. What do you mean it was okay then? It wasn't okay then.
Well, because when Ken Starr took him and tried to prosecute him for what he did, okay. Monica Lewinsky.
Well, it was actually whitewater.
Chad, well, hang on. Chad, what did he do? Do you remember?
Well, he had an affair.
Okay, that's not against the law.
Well, and lied about
that's right,
and lied about it and stuff like that.
That's right. Bill Clinton committed perjury to the special counsel, which is a violation of the law. That's right.
Yep. So now the question: all the people that were fending for him then, it's their business. Mm-hmm. This shouldn't be brung up.
That's right.
Now it's tables turned since it's a whole bunch of Republicans. And the Democrats, like, switched face.
Well, but let me ask you this, Chad. And again, I hate that you're making me almost defend Bill Clinton, a man that I do have very little respect for. Do you remember the case, the reason that Ken Starr was impaneled?
Not totally.
Okay, because it certainly had nothing to do with oral you-know-what in the White House.
It was about a land deal, Chad.
It was Whitewater. It was a Whitewater investigation. It was a land deal that had gone wrong in Arkansas when he was not the president of the United States. And Ken Starr took 2 years. Everybody's talking about Bob Mueller and, you know, he's taken too long. This thing should be wrapped up by now. The Ken Starr investigation into Whitewater, which brought about zero indictments regarding Whitewater, and only one charge against the president of the United States, and that was perjury for lying about an affair that he had with Monica Lewinsky. And do you remember also, if we're going to talk about what everybody said back then, do you remember what us Republicans were saying about Bill Clinton in 1998 and 99?
Get him out of office.
He should resign.
Yeah.
So should we not then, in fairness, And this, the affair was not the crime. It was the lying about the affair that led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. The indictment today has nothing to do with the affair. Well, it does, but it doesn't. It has everything to do with photographs allegedly taken and used as revenge porn against this woman. If we're going to be fair and consistent, Chad, should we not say if Bill Clinton, as we all did as Republicans, should have resigned in 1998, should we not say that Eric Greitens should resign in 2018?
I would say yes. Okay. If they're really a gentleman and doing the right thing.
If we're going to be fair, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, partner. Hey, you have a great night, okay, buddy?
You too.
All right, Chad. You know, I think, and you've mentioned this before, Scott, the Republicans, with all due respect, have lost the moral high ground
here. We have lost,
when it
sadly
comes to affairs and paying off porn stars and paying off Playboy playmates. That ship has sailed.
The Republicans have lost the moral high ground.
I would also say, with this current president, that if there's three affairs or five or 20, as long as no laws are broken, that is between this president and his wife. I say the same thing. I said the same thing about Bill. That's between Bill and Hillary. Doesn't affect my life any.
Nope.
It doesn't really affect my life that this current president has had the affairs he's had on his current wife either. It doesn't affect me. The problem is when laws are broken, when these payouts are made or campaign finance laws are broken because of these payouts, or when you're lying, Bill Clinton, under oath about the affair.
That's right.
Or when, Eric Greitens, you are alleged to have blackmailed someone over a photo. It's really never about the affair. I said with Bill Clinton, I don't care. I say with Donald Trump, I don't care until a law is broken. But I will say the Republicans have lost the moral high ground since this president took office.
But Democrats,
about bad behavior in marriages.
True. You're absolutely right. The ground has been leveled because you had Bill Clinton in the 90s, and now we have Donald Trump in the 2010s. However, Democrats cannot sit there and tell me that the charges against Michael Flynn, that this is a big deal, that the George Papadopoulos thing is a big deal. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that lying to the FBI is a big deal and then tell me that Bill Clinton, well, he didn't do anything wrong. He just lied to the FBI. I mean, give me a break. I mean, if we're going to be fair here, we have to be fair on both sides. Bill Clinton lied to a special prosecutor. That is a crime. He deserved to be impeached. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful he was not, quote, convicted by the Senate. I didn't think it warranted that. But he deserved to be impeached for that. He lied to the federal government.
Yes.
That is a crime. To the newsroom and Karen Marks.
Happening now on KMBZ, the Missouri governor indicted and arrested today. We'll have the latest next.
You know, I promise you spring weather is coming and it's going to be nice out soon. Like, we're talking weeks. Call Lightning Landscape and Irrigation now and get on that schedule now. They were even able to come out about a month ago and rip out all of our landscaping, it was just a ratty mess. It needed to go. Ripped all of that out in the front and side yard and put in an irrigation system on one of the nicer days that we enjoyed about a month ago. Call now, get on their schedule. Have them come out, sit down, and go over a simple design plan that will look great on the outside of your home. Locally owned and operated 23 years, you're going to love these guys. They design all of their own systems. They install all of their own systems. They've been here in Shawnee for years. And they're a full-service landscape contractor. They do landscape. They do hardscape. You want a fireplace out back? They'll do that. And irrigation, all accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call and get on that schedule now. 913-441-3900. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com. Lightning with an N, lightning-landscape.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.